Song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps stand ready to defend the American way of life. If you, the proud, the Marines.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
DJ Nosfer Mark II. DJ Nosfer Mark II. Yo, I'm on a gab this morning. I'm sitting across on the other end of the spectrum over here, hanging out. And we're going to, what are we doing? Are we doing, what kind of music are we playing?
Drum and bass jungle.
Drum and bass jungle. But we're also going to talk about our top five basketball players from the teams that we love. So, but we're starting, he's taking control over there. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even, I'm not even sure what's going on. I cut the PSA. No, we don't listen to the PSA. Yeah. It's that same dude. It's different every semester because somebody else does it, you know. So, you know, it's funny. I never sit on this end. What, this is 93. That's a lot of episodes. It's weird sitting over on this side because the headphones keep cutting in and out, so my right ear, half the time I can hear stuff. The other, it depends on which way I move my head. Now I know how my guests feel. So we're going to start off a little bit in a minute here. Let's see if I have anything to say about what's going on in the weekend. I do. This Sunday at the B-Side Ballroom, the Rock Ensemble, which there are six of, has a show from 4 to about, I don't know, I'd say 6:30 or so. That starts, once again, at 4 p.m., at the B-Side Ballroom. It's $5. They're going to have bar food, and the chicken wings there are amazing, and drinks available, six different bands. That's like less than a dollar a band. It's like 75 cents or something like that, but probably 75 cents, that would put it at 450. So it's a little bit more, 80 cents a band? 80 cents. Gavin's leaving again, so I'm just going to talk while I'm here. Yeah, so that's going on this Sunday. And then, of course, I'm quickly approaching my 100th show, so I'm looking forward to that. That actually I'm planning on doing on March 23rd, because I'm going to take most of March 16th through 20th off unless I need one to fill in. And on the 23rd, we have a special guest who's also the first person I really interviewed on my show. So I'm pretty excited for that. Tomorrow, Clark Oliver will be on, and it'll be a pleasure to have him here. He served on the county board, and I believe also on city council, both of those positions. He also is a amazing singer, actor, dancer, and I believe just won the Daily Star Bartender of the Best Bartender of the Year for 2025 from the Reader's Choice poll. He bartends at the Autumn Cafe, I believe, Friday nights, from what I remember of all of the things. So, let's see. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about, Gavin and I, every morning, after I do my radio show, I go up to the music department, and I go to the music department office, and there's generally some kind of powwow, I would say, between myself, our amazing admin assistant, Maura Rugley, and and then Gavin Vitale, who shows up. So Gavin, if you don't know, he does a lot of the stuff for the radio station here. He also had a show, but he's the fix-it dude. I don't know. Is that what's your job title?
Where?
At Studio Niata. Do you have an actual title for your job?
Yeah. I'm the instructional support technician in the music department.
Instructional support. Is your mic coming through?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't hear it. Are you turned up? You're one.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's the emotional support instructor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he fixes everything and makes sure things are in the rooms. And solders.
That's it.
That's right. And there's a lot of stuff. If you ever need something, you just go to him.
No, that's not.
That's what I do. He gets really annoyed at it. Anyways. All right, so we're going to start off with this. So I think we should, we're going to count down from 5 to 1.
Oh, man.
But we're going to do randomly through whatever. So do you want me to go first or you go first?
No, go.
And we're just going to do one and then we'll play a little bit of tunes.
Oh, do say one.
So we'll do one, and then we'll play something.
Okay.
For like right. 5 minutes.
All right. I didn't really put these in very good order, but I think I have.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay, so first of all, your team?
The New York Knicks. We're counting down the top 5 Knicks and Nuggets.
Nuggets players, right? Oh, the Knickerbockers.
Yeah. So historic, storied franchise.
That's right.
Like I said, mine's going to be pretty 90s centric. I don't really, you know, I was like a lifetime Oakland A's fan, and like the 70s A's players were great, but I didn't see them or really.
What's that got to do with basketball?
Well, I'm just saying because like the era that you watch, like of course there's great Knicks players from like the 60s, 70s, whatever. That,
sure.
I, you know, this is my top 5, so, you know. For all the people listening out there, if you have a different...
For all the people listening to us blabbing about this. Number 5.
Number 5, and I hope this is on your list. I'm sure it is Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, Mello. How many years was Melo on the Knicks?
Oh, man, I knew you were going to like quiz me on these like stats. Like it probably like not like 5 maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that was that weird middle period where they did make that's where they started to make the playoffs.
Exactly. 2012, 2013, 2011. Was it that late? Something like that?
Yeah, it must have been.
Cuz the Knicks were really bad for a long time and
yeah, and finally, when he joined, they started making the playoffs again.
They finally had, like, a player that was like, okay, this guy's, like, a player, you know?
That's right. Crazy. Okay, so that's it. So I'll do, you do your 5, then I'll do my 5, then we'll play some music.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was really hard for me. And I'm going to give a almost made the list one first before I go into my number 5.
Oh, wow. That's
so almost made the list was Birdman.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, Birdman was awesome. Birdman was part of the Thuggets, yeah. Which there's a couple other players, and there's somebody I had to leave off on this, which I don't want to. Three of the Thuggets, because I would say J.R. Smith.
Also a Nick, yeah.
Yeah, and A.I.,
yeah.
Those are all part of the Thuggets. They're not on my list.
Wow. Yeah, I guess you don't consider AI like more of really a...
Yeah, he was on there for a while.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
team...
But, you know, you don't... I mean...
That team did go to the Western Conference Finals versus the Lakers.
Yeah.
In
yeah,
the
no,
Kobe era.
As much of a Nugget as a Sixer, I guess.
That's right. But that was... And everybody was known then as... They were known as the Denver Thuggets.
Yeah.
Those players... meant a lot to me, but they didn't make the list. Number 5, you ready? Andre Miller.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Andre Miller.
What a...
Great defense.
Yeah.
Great assists.
Okay.
Great ball handling skills.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of the glue, and he was not a thug.
Mm.
That was the thing, is he kind of was there before.
Yeah,
roughly
what years was he?
And after. So that was 2000s, right?
Yeah. Early.
Yeah, five, I mean, he was on that. It's a good thing I have my phone. Oh, man, he was also on the Wizards, right? So, but he was on a lot of teams. Holy crap.
Yeah.
He's 11th all-time assists.
NBA.
And he only missed, guess how many games he missed due to injury in 17 years?
Like 4.
3!
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy, right?
Yeah. So, like Mikal Bridges hasn't missed a game since like junior year of high school or something. He's got the longest running streak right now, and it's like not even close to AC Green. Like it's like half. And AC Green's stretches like, I don't know, 1,200 games or something.
Yeah, something wild. So he was only on Denver from 2003 to 2006. But then he came back 2011, 2014. So he did actually, I think, 7 years total.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there's our number 5s. We're going to rock and roll some. Oh, he was also on the Brisbane 2001 national team.
Okay.
Interesting. And for the Goodwill Games.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. Okay, anyways, we're going to play some music for
all right, let me play something.
I don't even know. He's spinning. Is there any names for this, or we just does it matter for this kind of stuff? I don't know. I don't know this kind of music. I'm excited to hear it, though. Gavin knows this. Thank you.
watching the whole and don't play an instrument. From night, them turn on the light from we. And I'm nothing still in but with a light the light somewhere else, make it come vibes out the place, believe.
Was that a fade? Really? I don't hear anything. That was a classic fade by Gav. Yeah, there we are. Yeah. We're back on. All right. Anyways, how are we all doing this morning? I'm sitting over on the other end here, so it's totally, it's, you know, it's like the stranger over here.
Can't see you.
You can't even see me. I just moved that thing. That's right. You see me all the time. Gav's not, turn your mic up a little. Can you turn that mic up a little bit?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's like so much better. Now I can actually hear you. There you go. Gav's a little soft-spoken sometimes over there. What were we listening to?
The first track was Baraka, I'll Be There, and the second was DJ Trace, Final Chapter. Those are jungle classics from the mid-90s.
Jungle classics.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
This is an area of music I don't know that well, so it's always fun to kind of listen to it.
Yeah. Casey's listening, might be the only person who has Andres a little bit.
Andres does a little bit. That's right.
Yeah. No, yeah. He's
into it. Cool.
But else into it.
Okay, so we were talking about our top five favorite basketball players, for those of you just turned in now, from our respective teams that we like. The Knicks for Gab, the Nuggets for me. Little refresher, he had Melo and I had Andre Miller. So we're going to number four here. Number four, fourth favorite Nick.
I'm going to go current on this.
Wow.
And, you know, it's I am conflicted, but I'll say Jalen Brunson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brunson.
He might not even be my favorite player on the team right now, but, like, he's a Nick. He's a captain. He's, like, you know, 10 years from now, I think you'll say, like, he was a Nick, you know.
Yeah, he's good. So does the team go through him?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's the captain, and the team goes through him.
Yeah.
Like, you know. He's the dude there. So
I enjoy I like watching him. But there's some pretty cool players on the Knicks right now.
Yeah, no, I like this team. I could just say like the starting five. My top five players. I like everyone.
I don't think they're jerks either.
No, not in really any way. I don't think.
No,
I mean,
not.
I don't know. Cat is questionable, but
questionable is one thing.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of questionable players, but there's nobody that's just like, oh, I hate this dude.
Yeah,
you know, like
Porter on the Nuggets last season.
Yeah, that's right.
Like you're just like grown when he gets on the court.
Yeah, or you know, like Green or something. You know what I mean? There's nobody like that.
Yeah, no. That's...
There's nobody like, oh man, that dude. So I think, and he's been playing good this year.
He's been playing good for the past few. I mean, he's
few
like
seasons.
Incredible clutch player. Like you know,
yeah.
they don't have any of the. Recent success without him, I don't think.
That's right. But a couple of years ago, he's always like,
Yeah.
I was kind of iffy on him.
Sure, yeah. He like, kind of turned a corner, I guess that's maybe, what, three seasons ago? Because he came from Dallas, right?
Yeah.
He got traded. And they have, like, the Villanova thing working where they have a bunch of, like, players that played together in college.
Yeah.
Villanova.
Bridges and him and Hart.
Oh, that's right, Bridges.
And DiVincenzo also, but, you know, they sent him to Minnesota. But
yeah, you know what? When I was looking through the players, there was another guy who was, I think, both on the Knicks and the Nuggets. Gallinari, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess I forgot that he was on the Nuggets. Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, another great player. Yeah. And Camby.
Yeah, and that was in the Melo era, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was all during that. It was kind of a weird crossover with a bunch of those players. Those are great players as well. All right, so number four for me, Denver, was number five for you.
Nice.
Melo. So I loved Melo when Melo came on, and it was kind of like I was a Nuggets fan starting in 1984. That's when I started watching in like in the Denver Nuggets, and they were bad. And they were bad until the end of the 80s where they had a kind of resurgence. And then sometime in the 90s, they were okay. And then they were bad until Melo came back on. Melo led them to the playoffs, I think, for like 6 years in a row or something like that. And they won two division titles. They went to the conference finals once versus the Lakers. Melo is probably in the top 15 scorers of all time. He was in the top 10, but I think I think somebody passed him.
Probably
Durant or something like that.
Durant maybe recently has been moving up the list.
Yeah, there's been a couple of them that have Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all like
yeah, active.
So you know, and along with that, some of those Melo was a scorer. There was no defense coming from that dude.
No, that wasn't like their thing. The Nuggets weren't like a.
No, but even just in general, he's not. He's kind of like, yeah, I ain't play defense.
That's like Harden.
Yeah, but he was also on the Syracuse team that won the national title.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to go see a Syracuse game a couple years ago, and it was the anniversary of that, some kind of like 20-year or 30-year something, whatever, and he was there. So it's kind of cool seeing him in the Carrier Dome.
That's cool. He's a New York guy.
Yeah, New York dude. Once again, Syracuse. So it was like, you know, they won the championship that year. I can't remember what year that was. Early 2000s when they won.
Yeah.
So those are good players.
Good start.
Those are good players. Are we spinning more? Or are we gonna?
Yeah, I'll play another one.
We'll play another one, then we'll talk about number three.
All right.
I don't even know. What else am I saying here this morning? We're trying to. It's weird over here.
Are you talking?
I'm always talking. Did you turn it off? No, we're still on. It's weird on the other side of the fence, yo. Some people say the grass is greener. The headphones are not.
I'm going to go
right.
Yo.
Oh, we're back. It's so nonchalantly, he just drops this. Oh, look, I brought an album I have pressed here, right? So, a series of jazz chants. Do you go by Data or Data? Is it Data General or Data?
Age-old question. My kids, not that they're talking about my name, but this comes up a lot. I always say Data.
And yeah, like Star Trek.
Rachel says Data. You can say whatever you want, I suppose.
Bongo Larry.
Yeah, Bongo Larry.
This is all your stuff.
I'm just shout out. Yeah.
This is so crazy because it's like, can I buy one? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know. Dev doesn't care. I care.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Thank you.
I want to buy one.
All right. Well.
Figure out, can you send me like a link?
Yeah, I can. I'm just being different.
He's like, oh, baby. That's cool, but it's like a, I don't know, what size would you call this?
10-inch.
This is a 10-inch.
Yeah.
It's a 10-inch. I don't own it. I don't think I own any 10-inch records.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, because you get full. It's like an EP size, but not on a full. Most of the time when I have kind of something like this, it's on a full 12.
Yeah. There's like a 7, 10, and 12 are like common sizes. And 10 is like they would cut dub plates, they're called. Like you would just cut one-offs on a lathe is common in that size.
That's probably why I don't own a ton.
Because you can cut like heavy bass on, you can have big grooves on a 10-inch where you couldn't on a 7. And you don't have to fill up a 12, so it's in between.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I just don't, like, for some, you know, for what I do.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason for me to own a bunch of these.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't.
It's kind of like a funny, there's a few. I actually have a Black Flag 10-inch.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I remember that people pressed because they could fit a little bit more on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and it's like slightly cheaper, you know.
Yeah, it's really like an EP size without having to spend the money on a 12.
Yeah.
You know, but depending on what company's doing, if you're self-pressing, this would make sense, you know, like. But it's thick.
Yeah, it's cut on a lathe, so it's not pressed. And people do a really good job now. It's cool.
This just came out, and he didn't tell anybody. Well, he told the five people that he talked to, maybe. You talked to more people than that, right?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, a couple more, maybe. Not many, really.
Yeah, right? So, like, this is cool, though. We're going to listen to this in a little bit. What are we at? Number three. Basketball players. What time we got? We doing all right?
Yeah, 37. I mean, I have to pick it up.
Gosh, man, we got
to
move. Okay, all so right. We got number three.
Number three, my one old player, and I think you could probably guess it. Mr. Frazier was on there.
Oh, yeah, okay,
yeah. On the list, I feel like, you know.
So, you know, you talk about Frazier. There's two sides to him, though.
Yeah.
Because there's the player.
Yeah.
Who's amazing.
Sure.
But then I think the thing that's even more amazing is what?
Yeah, his announcer.
The commentary, right?
Yeah. I mean, both stages of his career have been incredible. I mean, and I obviously didn't see him play because I'm too young for that, but I've certainly heard his commentary and seen his suits, and it's great. Yeah.
For the suits. Slipping and sliding.
Yeah, I mean, his poetry is
gliding terrible. And whatever. Yeah. Sliding and gliding. Like, whatever. He's terribly awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the Harry Carey of basketball commentary.
Yeah, like boring to have a mic in front of him.
Yeah. And it's awesome. It's you don't even have to like the Knicks.
Yeah.
You could just listen to the game, like when he was doing it. And it's awesome.
He played. Who's your number three?
So my number three, this was tough because I have been watching the team for so long, right? So do I go current? Do I not go current? This is going to sound crazy. It's current.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the Joker.
I was going to say, it's got to be the Joker.
It's the Joker. Yeah. But there was somebody else I was going to put in there. But since I've been watching it for so long and kind of brought up and whatever. But it's the Joker, right? So Joker's like unworldly.
Okay, so I know your list now. It's all sorted out in my head. I didn't know where he was going to fall.
Yeah, I didn't know either. I just made that decision.
No,
right
I
now.
Think I think
two and three were could have been flip flop, but Joker.
He's got to be on there. So okay, he's number.
I mean, he's ridiculous. Yeah, the dude's ridiculous. Yeah. He is. And the funniest part about the Joker is he just doesn't care.
Yeah,
he's like, I want to go home and like tripped. Hang out with my horses, right? The whole time
he gets tripped by Jalen Williams.
Oh yeah, and then he like lost his
or by Dort tripped him. Yeah,
yeah, Dort screwed with him and he's messed with him. And the memes online putting the like the Joker face paint on him when he's like getting all is so funny. But I've never seen him that mad.
Yeah,
you know, and he just looked up. Like he was gonna rip the head off. Of OKC.
The Joker. I haven't seen that. It's pretty.
Funny. Oh, so I'll show you some pictures. Yeah. It's really funny and it's scary. He's scary looking. But most of the time he's just like whatever. But somebody else was saying over the past, I think it was 20 games, SGA and Joker have the same amount of free throws that they've taken.
Yeah.
But for the year, like, SGA's up, like, 100.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were, like, because they were, like, baiting. It was like, oh, everybody's saying that, whatever. He's, you know, he's trying to get whatever. But if you look at the difference between the two players, look at Joker's arms.
They're all scratched up.
Dude, he's beat up.
Yeah,
they
he
beat
he's always
up.
Bleeding.
SGA has none of that.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing going on there over there. I'm just saying.
You know, I've noticed that he's like always like hacked up, basically.
He's bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting scratched. He's getting pushed. He's getting manhandled. SGA's not doing that.
Yeah.
He's baiting.
Yeah, no,
and I don't think Joker's doing that. I think he's just going in there and playing physical basketball.
Well, he's underneath. He's not like driving because he's underneath the basket, and people are just hacking him. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, he's under there fighting for stuff, and he's also when you get 15 rebounds a game, you know you're under the hoop.
Yeah,
you know SGA's getting like two.
Well, I mean they're different players.
They are. That's
I'll
what
say
I'm saying.
Not that I'm an SGA fan, but comparing them is.
I'm not an SGA fan anymore. I was for a while. Now I'm not.
Yeah,
and it's not just because I don't like OKC. I liked when they first won. I was like, oh, this is cool to have another team. But then I realized what they were doing, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it anymore. And they beat the Knicks last night.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was a close game. I was happy with that. But
so, okay, there's our three.
Yeah.
You know what we should do?
What?
No, let's play your song.
Oh.
It's right here. Okay. Do you have anything? You don't have anything else queued up, do you? We're gonna listen to one of these songs from Data, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to call it Data General. I'll just use both of them, Data. What do I say? Data. Because that's Star Trek. That's why.
Yeah.
We're going to listen. What are we listening to?
Bongo Larry.
Bongo Larry. Shout out to Andres. Does that have to do with Andres?
Kids book.
The kids book. Here we go. How do you know when it's over? It's over. That's cool. Bongo Larry.
Yeah, it's a children's book.
Reminds me of the Zappa Bongo Fury song. Bongo Fury. Okay, that was awesome. That was Gav as a data general. You can or cannot buy that. We don't know yet. We don't know if there's any left.
Okay, go find it.
I'm going to find out because he's going to send me a link. I'm going to buy one if I can. But if not, do you get money if I buy one?
I mean, sort of, eventually. it's not a real big money-making venture, if you can imagine.
I'm intrigued. I would like to buy one. But anyways, when I get one, if I get one, I'll post the link up, and then people can try to buy one. It's like a wanted commodity. Maybe they'll all go up, and they'll all be worth like 100. Like, it's like that Wu-Tang album.
The elusive Wu-Tang album
that What's-His-Face owned.
It wasn't some pharmaceutical guy.
Yeah, right. That guy like owned like the one copy of that Wu-Tang album.
Yeah, it seems like a really cool way to put out music.
Anyways, okay, we're on number two of our favorite players.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is getting to the, I mean, I have a feeling I know who number one is. Actually, I think in my head, I'm going to see if I'm correct.
Number two is going to be, I mean, it won't be a surprise, but it's not like if you look up a top five.
Is the initials MJ?
No.
Oh no. Okay.
No.
So interesting. Okay, I'm intrigued here to see. Let's see what's your number two.
First off, I'll say like kind of like you did. My honorable mention is certainly Oakley, Charles Oakley. It's got to be
okay.
You know, like, he could have been easily a number five.
That's right.
No, the initials are JS. Mr. John Starks is.
Oh my God! I forgot Starks. I was thinking Mark Jackson.
Yeah, no, I know exactly. Like Jackson.
Starks.
Yeah, could have been Mark Jackson. I know. Like, I guess I feel funny leaving Mark Jackson, but that's just the era.
Starks is cooler than Jackson.
I think so.
Oh yeah, by far. And it's funny because when you don't like when you're not invested in a team like that, you forget about some of those cool players.
Yeah. Like I didn't Starks. Put Allen Houston on there. You know, there's just certain players that were like great players for the Knicks and scored a lot of points. And
yeah, well, we already know what number one is. Then
now it's obvious.
We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there in a little bit. Okay, yeah. Starks is cool. Starks is '80s,
'90s,
'90s.
Yeah.
Started the night. Okay, yeah. Did that, well, I'll talk about it after. That team make the playoffs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, involved,
the,
right?
That was the...
Did they ever go to the finals?
The whole,
They went to the finals one year, right?
The Pacers, the, you know, like, the Bulls. I mean, they ran into the Bulls is the problem.
Oh, that's... You're running... Know? Yeah, like, that's
That's the catch there.
You run into the Bulls.
Yeah.
And the Bulls were really goddamn good.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so for me, I have to go with Mutombo.
Yeah.
I gotta go with no.
Yeah.
Well, Mutombo, that team, and I forgot what year that was, 88, 89, maybe it was 90s, maybe it was in the 90s.
Which one? Which team?
The Mutombo team where they beat the... It was like Seattle, like the Supersonics or something. They were like the eighth seed, and they beat the number one seed.
Yeah,
in the playoffs, and like he it's like the thing of him lying on the ground, clutching the basketball, crying. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That team was crazy, and it was, you know, they were still in the run and gun, era of stuff, kind of. And I'm trying to think if that was.
That team had my man, Abdul Raouf, on it.
Yeah, Carl Malone. No, not Carl. George Carl.
Yeah.
It was either George Carl or Doug Moe. I think it was George Carl.
Yeah.
Doug Moe. The Nuggets had, like, these coaches that were there for a while. There's Doug Moe, who's the instigator of the run and gun.
Yeah.
And they would score. I think they set the point. It was, like, 165 points. What's that?
Did he just die?
Yeah, he just died. But then George Carl came. And then it was the same kind of thing. George Carl was part of that whole Mellow thing.
Yeah.
So I have to think about who the coach was at that point for them. But We're going to have to just go into number one, and then we'll leave with a song at the end of this because we don't have time. Otherwise, we're going to run out of things here. But Mutombo was, like, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be on the top.
He died recently, too. Well, 3 or 4 years ago.
I forgot about that. Wow.
Yeah, Mutombo died.
Yeah, that's right.
It sucks. Mutombo was awesome and just a humanitarian as well.
Yeah.
And a great player. And I, that was, he actually played defense.
Well, he played a lot of defense. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like the only nugget in history to play defense besides Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only one. Okay. With that being said, I think Gav's will be pretty obvious. Mine not, because a lot of people don't know about this player, which is insane.
Well, he was hot for a few years, and then just kind of
your player.
No,
or mine?
Your player. I mean, everyone knows my player.
Maybe you know who mine is.
I know who your
player. You know who mine is. Okay, so Gav's number one.
Yeah. Patrick Ewing.
That's right, Ewing, who's amazing. We were trying to figure out what year. I'm going to look this up right now because we were...
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I'll look it up on the old telephone.
There you go.
Patrick. When you type in Patrick, let's see what happens first. What are the first three Patricks that come in when you
Patrick
type in...
Patrick Stewart.
No.
Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy. That'd be awesome. No. What are the first three Patricks that come up? What do you think?
St. Patrick's Day?
No. Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Dempsey, and Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
Those are the first that come up. Okay, so now I put a space. I'm going to put an E. Okay, now then it's Ewing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you have to put the E in there. Oh, look at him. He's looking good.
He's all over the place. He's like a fixture at Knicks games still.
Too. 63 years old, right? Okay, hold on a minute. Let's see. We're going
all-time
here.
Knicks score. All-time Knicks, like, everything, almost. Like, he's, like, the all-time Knicks steals leader, even.
That's crazy.
Blocks.
He's 7 foot tall.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize he was 7 feet.
And he played, like, 10 seasons. Like, he's really...
So he was on the Knicks from 85 to 2000. 15 seasons with the Knicks.
Yeah, yeah.
Then 1 year with the Seattle Supersonics, which I did not know, and 1 year with the Magic.
Yeah, wow.
And then he coached Georgetown.
Yeah.
For
I forgot about that.
1, 2, 3, 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he won.
Was an assistant too, maybe? Was he? I thought fell like
I'm looking at
assistant.
This. There are some crazy stats here. Just looking at NBA, the rookie of the year, 86. The dream team, obviously, right?
Yeah.
NCAA champion, 84 is when they won. Yeah. That's when Georgetown won. We were trying to figure out what year Georgetown won that championship. Man, blocks. 2,894 blocks. That's huge. Who's the leaders? I don't even know. Shot blocking records in the United States. Most blocks in a single game, 17. Oh, that's crazy. I'm just looking at most blocks per game in a season. Mark Eaton. Wow. He averaged 5.56 blocks
a game. Wow.
Dude, that is crazy. Most career blocks. Who's that? Who do you think that is? Most career blocks. Come on.
Huh? Is it not Mutombo?
No.
I don't know. Who is it?
Olajuwon.
Oh, yeah.
By almost a thousand.
Yeah.
Over Ewing, and Ewing had a lot. Crazy. Most blocks in a finals game. Superman. Dwight Howard, 9.
Wow.
That's crazy, right? Most blocks in an non-NBA finals playoff game. Olajuwon, Eaton, Bynum. Andrew Bynum.
Wow.
10. That's crazy. Okay, so there's your number one. Ewing's awesome. Okay, it's 8:56. Who's Bobcats number one nugget? It's Alex English.
Yeah.
The number one leading scorer in the 1980s. Took all the scorers of basketball in the 1980s from the NBA. Alex English is the number one.
That's crazy.
Because
he played a lot.
What's that?
He played a lot.
He played a lot, but here's the thing is he didn't even he was pretty consistent averaging, right? Back then, people weren't averaging 45 points either, right? Like, yeah, they were, like, it was spread out a little bit more. He was averaging 20-something points a game. But the thing that made Alex English awesome, me personally, all mid-range shots.
Yeah.
Right? He mid-range shooter. And if you ever watch him, he would jump and he would shoot from way over his head, and his release time was really late.
Yeah.
This was at the top of the top of his jump. So he would jump straight up, hands way over his head.
They couldn't block him.
Yeah, it's impossible to block. Right. So he had this shot that was a beautiful shot, too, if I may say. And yeah, it was like unblockable, basically.
Yeah.
So, and it was a high percentage shot because he was only shooting it, you know, right outside the paint.
Yeah.
You know, he was shooting these, like, really high-percentage shots mid-range. You don't see that a lot anymore.
No, you know, and you probably don't see him because you don't watch Knicks games. Deuce McBride has a shot like that where it's, like, he almost pulls the ball, like, behind his head.
Yeah.
And, like, releases it so late. It's almost – and the arc is, like, crazy. It's, like, you know, it, like, hits the ceiling, basically, you know, like, it's unblockable.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great shot. It was kind of, it's, like, the equivalent of the skyhook.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right? That skyhook was like nutty. You couldn't block it.
Yeah, because you have your body in front of the guy, too. Like, in that era, you can just basically stick your arm out and, like, push the guy off, too.
Yeah, you were allowed to actually touch people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So there's our top five for each. If anybody else wants to come on sometime in the future and talk about their top five sports players from their team, that's awesome. Maybe we'll do a baseball one sometime.
Oh, yeah.
We should do the A's and the Reds.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be good.
There's some good ones on both of those. And then we could have the Pete Rose debate, which is always a good one.
Yeah.
All right, 8:58. Do you have anything queued up or not?
I mean, I could.
If you don't worry about it. We'll just put on.
It's fine. We can just go to automation.
We're just going to go to automation. So, everybody, this was episode 93. Tomorrow, Clark Oliver's on for episode 94. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Come to the Rock Ensemble show, or don't come to it. I'm not charging anybody with doing anything. So you can make your decision of whether or not you want to come to the Rock Combo show or not on Sunday.
No pressure.
4 p.m. at the B-side. Also, if you see these two guys walking around campus saying they want to rap, just let them rap. They're going to come over to you, and they're going to
thought you were talking about us.
No, I mean, if you see us asking if we want to rap, you should let us rap too, or maybe not.
I thought we should have a rap battle.
Sometimes we have to have a rap battle. I keep threatening, if you see these other two dudes, they look kind of like it's
just
like you took a look like Silent Bob and what's his face there,
Jay
and Silent Bob. They're kind of like that, but like the Oneana version. Let them rap, yo. Just let them rap.
If anyone wants to rap, just let them rap.
That's how you can rap wherever you want. Speaking of that, I'm wrapping this up. DJ Nuss from R2, keep it locked, 90.9 FM. Here's some automation, which is definitely not as exciting as what we are.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you.